Shoveling the driveway and sidewalk may not be your favorite winter activity, being out in the cold, lifting heavy loads of snow, and it takes a while. Our next guest isn't a big fan either for a different reason. He says it's particularly dangerous, can even be deadly. In fact, he knows two people who have died either during or after snow removal. If you're 45 or older, he says maybe you shouldn't even do it. But if you insist, take some basic precautions to protect your health. Dr. Barry Franklin is Director of Preventive Cardiology and Cardiac Rehabilitation at Beaumont Health in Royal Oak, Michigan, also Professor of Physiology at Wayne State University's School of Medicine and Professor of Internal Medicine at Oakland University. He's written more than 24 books, including the forthcoming GPS for Success, Behavioral Skills, Strategies, and Secrets of Superachievers. Dr. Franklin, welcome to Central Time.
Rob, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Well, it's a common household chore in your state and mine. Why can shoveling be dangerous?
Well, you know, I remember picking up the Detroit Free Press in 1992, and I read the following headline: in Wayne County alone, 17 heart attack deaths were attributed to exertion since the snow began Tuesday. Most of the victims were older men clearing their walks and driveways of snow. I lost two dear friends to this activity, as you alluded to, and research tells us that we lose between 1,000 and 1,500 people each year due to snow shoveling deaths. So it's a dangerous activity.
It doesn't seem like it should be that hard, but yeah, I my heart rate gets up when I shovel. There are studies comparing it to rigorous exercise. What do we find out?
Rob, we did some studies at Beaumont. We took 10 healthy guys under the age of 35. We did a maximal treadmill test on those individuals. Then on a different day, the same time of day, we had them shovel heavy, wet snow. We were astounded by the results. Heart rate and blood pressure of those subjects while they were shoveling snow skyrocketed to levels that were achieved or even greater than maximal treadmill testing. We also measured energy expenditure during snow shoveling. It was what we call six METs, or six metabolic equivalents. That's equivalent to playing singles tennis. What 60 or 70 year old would go out and would normally play singles tennis? Most importantly, we measured 10 minutes of shoveling heavy, wet snow in these guys, and the average guy in 10 minutes moved 1,920 pounds. That's almost a ton of snow. That's the weight of a mid-sized automobile. So it's an extremely taxing activity.
Are there any other things about shoveling in particular that might raise the heart risk?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Five factors, I think, that contribute to it. Number one, it involves arm exercise. Arm exercise is more taxing than leg exercise. You get a higher heart rate and blood pressure response. Secondly, you're working in an upright position, but you're not walking on a treadmill. You're largely standing still. So the legs are motionless. Blood tends to pool in the lower extremities. It involves static or isometric exertion, which increases the heart rate and blood pressure. It involves breath holding or straining. And lastly, you're exposed to dangerous cold air and wind chill factors. All these factors, Rob, have a big increase in heart rate and blood pressure, while simultaneously the cold air is constricting the coronary arteries, feeding the heart muscle. As George Clooney would say, it's a perfect storm.
Talking to Dr. Barry Franklin, cardiologist at Beaumont Health in Royal Oak, Michigan, talking about the hazards of snow shoveling. Dr. Franklin, who out there listening right now should be a non-starter, like hire that neighborhood kid, whatever, just don't shovel? Who would you have that kind of absolute message for?
Well, I would highlight the fact that a major U.S. study several years ago estimated that about 85% of all U.S. adults over the age of 50 already have underlying atherosclerotic heart disease or clogged coronary arteries. So I tell people, if they're over the age of 45, if they got a history of angioplasty, bypass surgery, if they have symptoms suggestive of heart disease called angina, or if they've got high cholesterol, high blood pressure, they're a cigarette smoker, these are people who are at high risk for exercise related sudden cardiac death during snow shoveling. So I say to those people, hire a plow or hire the neighborhood kid to do it for you.
Now, for people who aren't quite in that category, but, you know, are over 45, but still want to do it themselves, do you have some advice to make it safer than it could be otherwise?
Excellent question. Number one, snowblowers do reduce the demands. Our studies at Beaumont showed heart rates are about 60 beats higher while you're moving snow when shoveling versus using a snowblower. If you're shoveling, if you can push the snow rather than lifting and throwing, you're better off. Dress appropriately in layers. Use a hat, gloves, scarves. If you can, put a scarf over the mouth so you're not breathing that cold air in. Avoid heavy meals, smoking, high caffeine, alcohol consumption before shoveling. Pace yourself. Adopt a work-rest approach. Don't ignore symptoms. I tell patients if you got pain or discomfort from your belly button on up that comes on when you're exerting yourself, shoveling snow, stop and beware of cold and windy conditions. I tell every one of our patients to paste a little label on your shovel that reads, warning, use of this instrument for snow removal may be hazardous to your health.
And maybe this is a case for when we're not shoveling, just to safely, maybe consulting with our doctor if we have worries, up our exercise game a little better so we're ready for any kind of exertion.
Yeah, you're exactly right. People who often have the problems are people who are morbidly obese, habitually sedentary, or physically inactive. So by participating in a regular exercise program, you reduce the likelihood of running into problems if you have to remove snow.
And can you remind us, before I let you go, Dr. Franklin, what are the warning signs we should be watching for when we're shoveling or any time when it comes to some kind of bad cardiac event?
Yeah. With underlying heart disease, I tell patients, if you have pain or discomfort anywhere from your belly button on up that comes on with exertion, that could be a sign of insufficient blood and oxygen flow to your heart muscle, extreme shortness of breath, irregular heart rhythm. Those are all major factors that suggest there's a potential problem. And those are people who should not be shoveling heavy, wet snow.
Dr. Franklin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Rob, pleasure chatting with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
That's Dr. Barry Franklin, Director of Preventive Cardiology and Cardiac Rehabilitation at Beaumont Health in Royal Oak, Michigan. He joins us today to talk about how to shovel safely in our driveways and sidewalks and why he says people older than 45 may want to find another way to get the job done.